This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we are ready for the opening tap. It'll be Jill Staten for Carlinville and Sarah Olson for Pawnee. And it's going to be controlled by the Cavvies as Stewart's going to bring it up the floor. Immediately she passes to Staten and she buries a three to start the game. Good start for Carlinville. A 3-0 lead in this second game of the day here at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Bring it up the floor for the Indians. Lexi Wilson dribbles into trouble, but right back out of it at the top of the key and passes over to Haley Meyer now. Of course, if you're here at Lincolnwood High School, we've got a lot to do today. There is a silent auction, plenty of wonderful items out there to bid on. We've also got a couple of competitions at halftime as there's a miss by Pawnee, rebound by the Cavvies, and it is Staten bringing up the floor. And she fires ahead to Stewart, back to Staten, now over across the floor to Aaron Seal. Long three, and it's good. Back-to-back threes for Carlinville. Gives them a 6-0 lead, and the full court pressure will be applied by Darren Deneve's squad. Oh, good steal right there. The pressure worked to perfection. Aaron Seal missed the layup. Offensive rebound, and Staten puts it back. She's got 5 of the 8 Cavvy points, and it's an 8-0 lead with just over a minute gone here in the first quarter. A loose ball now, and Carlinville has it, and right away they throw it over and back as Aaron Seal wasn't exactly sure where she was on the floor, but that's okay. Pawnee will get it back, and both teams will have a chance to breathe now as that was a frantic opening minute 15 seconds. 6:46, minute 14 I should say. 6:46 the clock reads here in the opening quarter. Carlinville an 8-0 lead over Pawnee. This is Haley Meyer, the senior, bringing up the floor for the Indians. She bounce passes over to Abby Speck. Speck now back over to Langheim at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here played by Carlinville. And Meyer lost the ball. It's on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Pawnee, so Carlinville will take over. Corin Stewart bringing the ball up the floor for the Cavvies. She gets it across the timeline. 6:20 left in the opening quarter. We've got a halftime contest here at the second T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by John Blank and Shelter Insurance Agency in Litchfield. As there's a turnover by Carlinville, and Pawnee will take over. And they're going to apply the full court press yet again. They've got an 8-point lead. They're going to try and make it bigger here. Good defense played by the Cavvies here. Wilson trying to get it out of trouble. She passes to Meyer. Meyer gets it across the floor. And she picks up her dribble. Now she's in trouble. And timeout called by Pawnee head coach Hunter Hamilton. 6:02 to play in the first. It's 8-0 Carlinville over Pawnee. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Hunter Hamilton, the head coach of the Pawnee Indians girls team, assisted by Becky Galloway. For Carlinville, Darren Deneve, the head coach, assisted by Renee Young. The Indians will have the ball trailing 8-0 here with 6:02 left in the opening quarter. Good pressure defense played by this Cavvy squad early in this ballgame. Here's a good find to Lexi Wilson. She tries to bounce pass down low, and it's turned over. Carlinville will take over and will push the tempo. And right away, Staten lost it but gets it back under control, and now it's Stewart at the top of the key. Over to Staten from the wing. It's no good, but offensive rebound for the Cavvies. And that's Sarah Deneve who puts it up, and she's fouled. Couldn't finish, but she'll head to the free throw line shooting two. Going to call Haley Meyer with her first. That's the first team foul on Pawnee. First foul of the game. Sarah Deneve at the charity stripe for the Cavvies. Her first attempt is good. Makes it a 9-0 lead. Second free throw on the way from Deneve. It is in and out, no good. So 1-for-2 from the line there, and the rebound corralled by Pawnee. Oh, good steal by Staten, and she puts up a shot. It's no good, and it's fouled right away. The second foul on Pawnee. I think they're going to get Wilson with her first. Yes, they will. Wilson got the rebound, but had stolen right away by Jill Staten. Wilson just a sophomore. Staten, her first attempt is good. She's got 6 of the 10 Carlinville points. Checking out of the game for Carlinville is Elise Baker. Coming in is Haley Wills. Second free throw from Staten is good. She's got seven. 11-0, Carlinville leading early in this ballgame. Here's Meyer, who gets it across the timeline, and she traveled, so another turnover by Pawnee. Carlinville will take over. An 11-0 run to open this game for the Cavvies. They're playing great pressure defense, looking to build onto this lead here. Oh, here's Aaron Seal for long three. Buried it. Good. She's on the board, and it's 14-0, Cavvies. What a start for this Carlinville team. Pawnee gets it across, but the pressure still applied by Carlinville. Here's Wilson now, trying to reset things at the top of the key. Wilson guarded well by Aaron Seal. Now over to Meyer. Meyer met by Stewart, who wears the double zero. You don't see that a lot in high school basketball. Now it's Morgan Langheim, the freshman. She loses it, and it's going to be out of bounds. Actually, that was last touched by Wilson. Another turnover by Pawnee. Of course, Pawnee was in the first shootout last season. Back in the second this year. 4:45 left in the opening quarter. Carlinville, a 14-0 lead over Pawnee. Oh, good find down low. Sarah Deneve. Bounce passes to a wide open Lily Reels. No good. Rebound to Deneve. And Carlinville will reset. Now here's over to Reels again. No good. Too far. Offensive rebound again by Deneve, but she throws it away, and Pawnee takes over. That is Lily Reels, as Gracie Reels not here today. Understand, she's one of the few Cavvies who's not here. Some are dealing with illness. One is taking the ACT. Good pressure defense still applied by Carlinville. Up and under layup attempt, no good by Pawnee. The putback no good, and now a defensive rebound to the Cavvies. It's Jill State, and she brings it up the floor. Talking with Carlinville assistant coach Renee Young before the game, State broke her nose. That's why she's wearing the mask on her face. And here is Seal, the long three. Top of the key, she buries it. She's got six, all from behind the three-point line. 17-0 run to open this game for Carlinville. And now Coach Deneve will call off the pressure just a little bit. Here's Lexi Wilson, met at half court, and she traveled, picked up her pivot foot. Another turnover by Pawnee. Not a good start for the Indians. Phenomenal start for the Cavvies. Corn Stewart back into the game for Carlinville. Substitutions abound for both teams. We'll get you those in just a minute. Here's Corn Stewart bringing up the floor. Bounce pass attempted to get it to Haley Wills. She couldn't get it, and now Pawnee takes over after the Carlinville turnover. 17-0, Cavvies lead. 3:09 left in the first quarter. Good defense by Seal. She has the steal, and her layup is good. She's got 8 points. It's 19-0, Carlinville leading. Under three to play in the first. Pawnee still looking for their first point. Not had a shot to fall, haven't been to the free throw line yet. Here's Haley Meyer. Meyer dribbles around, dribbles in the corner now, picks up her dribble, and that's trouble. You never want to pick up your dribble in the corner. She does get it away to Lexi Wilson, and we're going to call a held ball here. Possession arrow favors Pawnee. Sub is Staten back into the game for Carlinville, and Seal taking a seat. So Meyer throws it in. No, excuse me, that is Wilson who throws it in. A foul called on Carlinville on the shot. That's their first. They're going to call it on Wills, her first. So Morgan Langheim at the free throw line for Pawnee, who's still looking for their first point. Off back iron, rattles around and no good, so still scoreless for Pawnee in this ballgame. 19-0 with 2:32 to play in the opening quarter. The second from Langheim. Off back iron, no good, so 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and Pawnee still scoreless. 2:26 left in the first. Here's Stewart. Over to Reels, Lily Reels. Oh, and they lose the ball, Carlinville does, and Pawnee will take over. Lexi Wilson, the sophomore, bringing up the floor for the Indians. She's guarded by Jill Staten at half court. Good pressure defense by Staten, and Pawnees throws it away. But right there is Haley Meyer to get it back, and now they turn it over out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. A full day of basketball here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. Boys basketball, the first boys game of the day following this one, as it'll be Carlinville and Carrollton. Carrollton, their first appearance in the T-Tote shootout this year. Here is Staten in the corner for three. It's good! Jill Staten has 10 points in the first quarter. Two three-point field goals, and it's 22-0. Carlinville with the lead. Pawnee just fires up a shot off the glass too hard. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. And the Cavies will take back over. Lily Reels and Haley Wills having a seat for the Cavies. Back into the game is Staten and Deneve. Seal and Deneve. Here is Corin Stewart over to Staten from the wing. Long cross-court pass over to Seal. Now back top of the key. And Corin Stewart lifted her pivot foot before she took off. Another turnover by the Cavies. 1:21 left in the first quarter. 22-0. Carlinville the lead over Pawnee. Lexi Wilson with it, getting it across the timeline for Pawnee. The Indians looking to end the scoreless drought. A 22-0 run to start the game for the Cavies. Cavies would like to keep that going by playing good defense here. Here's Sarah Olson down low. Now passes out to Wilson. Wilson now in the corner to Langheim. Morgan Langheim, a freshman on this Pawnee team. Under a minute to play in the first quarter now. Here's Meyer. Meyer fires it up. It's no good. Rebound. It's going to be out of bounds. Off of Carlinville. Pawnee keeps the possession. Clock reads 47.4 seconds. Here's Wilson, gets it in, and they pass it right back to Wilson. Wilson will dribble to the top of the key, and maybe Pawnee holds for the final shot. We'll see. They're down 22-0. They just need points at this point. Any point will do. And Langheim fires it into the feet of Haley Meyer. Meyer able to get it. Meyer dribbles from the elbow. Shot is up. It is no good, but she's fouled on the play. That's the second on Carlinville, the first on Corin Stewart. So Haley Meyer making her first trip to the free throw line today. Looking to get Pawnee on the board. Here's Meyer. It's good. And Pawnee is on the board after the free throw made by the Pawnee senior, Haley Meyer. Second free throw on the way. Off back iron, no good. Rebound corralled by the Cavies. 22-1 is our score. 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Carlinville leading Pawnee. Here's Aaron Seal over to Corin Stewart at the top of the key. Cavies, I think, will just hold for the last shot. They're just going to play pitch and catch here between Seal and Stewart. Stewart now, and she picked up her pivot foot again. Another turnover by the Carlinville senior. So with 6 seconds left in the first, Pawnee takes over, trailing 22-1. Meyer will throw it into Wilson. Gets it across the timeline. Clock reads 1 second. Got to get a shot off, and no, they will not. That will not count if it goes, and it doesn't anyway. After one quarter of play, it's Carlinville 22, Pawnee 1. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Carlinville begins the second quarter with the ball at a 22-1 lead, and Aaron Seal fires up a three. It's no good. Off glass, too hard, and a rebound to Pawnee. This is our second game of the second T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School in Raymond. Hillsboro defeated the Lincolnwood girls team in the first game by a score of 54-11 as Pawnee throws it out of bounds and Carlinville will take over. Maddie Rupert was the leading scorer in that game. She had 11 for the Toppers. Maggie McClellan, the leading scorer for the Lancers, she had 4. It's all Carlinville after one quarter of play as we start the second quarter. A 22-1 lead. Pawnee is still looking for their first field goal of the game. Corin Stewart, the three from the wing. It's no good. Too hard off the back iron and rebounded to Pawnee. Lexi Wilson, the sophomore guard for Pawnee, brings it across the floor, gets it across the timeline. She's immediately met by a double team, and she throws it into trouble, and Aaron Seal with the steal goes up with the left hand, too hard, rebounded by Pawnee, and now we're going to have a held ball as the possession arrow will favor the Indians. Substitution for Pawnee. Wilson's going to head out. Abby Speck back into the game. A young starting lineup for this Pawnee team. Only one senior, a couple sophomores, one junior, and a freshman. 6:45 left in the second quarter. 22-1, Cavies leading. Here's Speck with it. Dribbles through a double team and lost it. It's Aaron Seal with yet another steal, and the Cavies pushing the tempo. Corin Stewart, what a block out of bounds. Heads-up defense played by Haley Meyer. Carlinville will keep the possession, but that was a fantastic block with the transition D. Here's Seal. Bounce pass over to Stewart from the corner three. No good. Rebound corralled by Pawnee, and it's Langheim. Now she'll get it to Meyer, who will bring the ball up the floor slowly. Wilson has been the point guard all day for Pawnee, but since she's on the bench, it's going to be Haley Meyer. Oh, and a bounce pass errant by Pawnee. Carlinville takes over. Transition layup by Jill Staten. She's got 12 to lead all scorers. It's 24-1, Cavies lead. This is a whooping. As we've got a foul called on Carlinville, their third. And they're going to get Aaron Seal with her first. 24-1 with 5:59 left in the first half. Pawnee doesn't get it in as the ball's knocked out of bounds off of Staten. Pawnee will keep the possession. We want to thank our producer back in the studio, Jen Graham. She's doing a phenomenal job. Also, thanks to our hosts, Lincolnwood High School and the Panhandle School District. They are doing a phenomenal job at the second T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer in Raymond. Here's Meyer going to fire up. It's no good. No, that was Speck, rather. And the rebound goes to Aaron Seal. Seal's got 8 points. Here's a corner three from Jill Staten. She's got 15. She is on fire. 27-1. That's her third three-point field goal made in this game. 27-1. Cavies leading over Pawnee. And Haley Wills for the Cavies. Just a little overzealous with that defense there. She picks up her second foul. And that's going to be the fourth on Carlinville. So Pawnee keeps the possession. Haley Meyer going to throw it in. Lexi Wilson back into the game for the Indians. They'll give it to Abby Speck. Speck being guarded by Corin Stewart, who runs into a screen hard but stays on her feet. Now another turnover by Pawnee. Transition opportunity. Oh, good find from Seal, but Stewart took too many steps. She was shuffling her feet. That's another turnover. A beautiful pass from Seal to Stewart, but Stewart was moving her feet and was called for the travel. So Pawnee fortunate there. They will get the ball back, trailing 27-1, 5:06 to play in the first half. Here's Wilson. Dribbles into a double team, now gets it out of trouble by passing to Abby Speck. Speck fires up a shot. No good. Defensive board to Carlinville, and that's Acacia Dyer. Acacia brings it up the floor herself. She passes over to Seal. Over to Wills, now down low. Pass attempt to Elise Baker. It's too hard and out of bounds. Turnover by the Cavies. Turnovers racking, starting to pile up for both teams here. But Carlinville, a 26-point lead with under 5 to play in the first half. And, of course, again, we have a Shelter Insurance halftime show here on WSMI and a competition where you have to make, it's the progressive shot competition where you have to make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. As Pawnee turns the ball over and Carlinville will get the possession. Stewart bringing up the floor over to Staten from the wing. Now down low to Baker. Back top of the key to Stewart. Now to Dyer, back to Wills. Good ball movement here by the Cavies. Now Staten, bounce pass down low, lost the handle, did Baker, and the Indians will take over. This is Lexi Wilson. Now over to Speck. Loses it, but Pawnee keeps the possession. Haley Meyer with it. Being guarded by Dyer. Meyer backs her woman down. Now down low to Langheim. Langheim almost picked up her pivot foot, but kept it. No, first field goal of the day for Pawnee goes to Lexi Wilson. 27-3. Carlinville still up by 24. One field goal made in this game for Pawnee. Comes at the 3:39 mark in the second quarter. And there's a shot made by Elise Baker. She's got five. It's 29-3. Leading scorer so far is Jill Staten in this game with 15. She's been phenomenal. Here's a steal attempt, and there's going to be a foul called. I think it's going to be on Carlinville. No. It'll be called on Haley Meyer of Pawnee, her second. That's the third on Pawnee. Hunter Hamilton got to fire his squad up. They're down 29-3, 3:16 to play in the first half. Corn Stewart, as Carlinville, just going to take their time here. Passes to Baker at the elbow. Now over to Seal. Now Stewart, top of the key. Good ball movement by the Cavvy. Staten with it in the corner. Down low pass to Sarah Deneve, and a foul called. No, a possession. Held ball. Possession arrow favors Carlinville. So Corin Stewart to throw it in for the Cavvies. Looking for Staten. Not there. She'll get it to Darren Deneve at the elbow. Deneve going to dribble her way down. Now kicks it out to Aaron Seal. Good bounce pass across the floor to Stewart. Three, no good. Offensive board and a foul called on Pawnee. Their fourth. That's going to be on Haley Meyer. That is her third. So she's going to have to come out of the game for a moment. At the scorer's table for Pawnee, Emily Richeson. And first missed free throw by Baker. First free throw missed, rather, by Baker. Emily Richeson coming into the game for Pawnee. And again, Haley Meyer to the bench. Second free throw from Baker is good. She's got 6 points. 30-3, Carlinville leading. 2:46 to play in the first half. Wilson bringing it up the floor for the Indians. Here's a pass down low to Maya Rodriguez. Her shot's no good. Rebound to Carlinville. Corin Stewart has it up the floor. She passes to Seal. Fires a three from the wing. It's no good. Offensive board by Jill Staten. Staten will dribble at the baseline and then passes out to Elise Baker. Her 18-footer's no good. Rebound by Pawnee. Morgan Langheim. Oh, good defense by Aaron Seal. Tried to get the steal but knocked it out of bounds. Pawnee takes over. And no pressure defense applied here. 2:12 to play in the first half. Carlinville all over Pawnee in this second game of the second T-Tote shootout versus Cancer. Here's Richeson. Lost the ball. Carlinville will take over. Another turnover by Pawnee. Seal with it. Over to Stewart. Thought about three. Now she'll put it up the floor. Now she'll kick it out. Or shoot it and misses. Rebound. Good ball movement here. Stewart gets it back and the lay-in's good. Believe it or not, that's Stewart's first field goal of the game. It's 32-3, a 29-point lead for Carlinville. Lexi Wilson gets it across the timeline. Passes to Maya Rodriguez. Now a bounce pass over to Speck. Her shot's no good, and a foul called on Carlinville. That's the fifth. So Speck will head to the free throw line. The foul will be called on Jill Staten, her first. Again, the fifth on the Cavvies. So Abby Speck, the junior for Pawnee at the free throw line. Her first off back iron, no good. Boy, points are at a premium for Pawnee in this game. Haley Wills back into the game for Carlinville. Elise Baker having a seat. Second free throw from Speck on the way. It's good. She's got one, and it makes it 32-4. And Richeson out of the game for Pawnee. Into the game, Alex Morrell. So here's Aaron Seal, who gets it across the timeline. Now it's Jill Staten. Staten in the corner. Stewart for three. It is good. Corin Stewart's got five. 35-4, a 31-point first-half lead with a minute five to play in the first half. All Carlinville in this first half. Wilson. Ball is knocked away by Seal, and Seal gets it after a struggle there. Passes off to Staten. Her transition layup's good, and Staten with 17 now, a 37-4 lead for Carlinville. As we are under a minute to play in the first half. Here's Speck, met by Staten. She has to pick up her dribble, and I think she got away with a walk there. They pass to Maya Rodriguez, but can't get there. Carlinville with the steal, and Carlinville will hold for the final shot here as Darren Deneve screaming, pleading for his team to just hold for the last shot. 21 seconds left in the second quarter. 37-4, Carlinville leading Pawnee in this second game of the day here at the second T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Now he's saying go. We got 8 seconds. Clock reads 6 seconds. Here's Stewart in the corner. She dribbles out of trouble. Passes to Wills down low. It's good. Haley Wills is on the board for the first time. And it's 39-4. And the first half comes to a close. After two quarters, our score, Carlinville 39 and Pawnee 4. We've got the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show here now on WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School in Raymond. We are about ready to begin our third quarter of the second game of this 2019 shootout. I almost said 2020 shootout. My goodness, 2019's not over yet. Let's finish the year first. Let's finish this day first. Yes, it is the second T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. And what a day it is. This was a dream of Terry Tote's for the longest time, and we finally got to do it last year. It was a phenomenal event at Carlinville High School. We're glad to continue it this year. Unfortunately, he's not able to be with us this year, but he is with us in spirit for sure. Pawnee will begin the second half with the ball, and it's going to be Haley Meyer bringing it across the timeline for the Indians. She is met immediately by Corin Stewart as Pawnee looking for their second field goal. And right away, a steal for Carlinville. Stewart with it. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound by Seal. Can't get it to go. And now rebound to Pawnee. Only one field goal for the Indians. They trail 39-4 in this third quarter. Here's Speck. Passes across the floor. Now a steal by Aaron Seal. She herself is playing phenomenal defense. I can't tell you how many steals she's got because I haven't been keeping track. But she's been all over the place defensively. Here is Stewart with it in the corner for Carlinville. She gets it over to Lily Reels. Now back to Seal. Over to Jill Staten. Now down low. Good pass to Deneve. Now back out to Staten. Good ball movement here. Stewart wide open down low. Just can't get it over the iron. An offensive rebound by Sarah Deneve. Her putback's no good, but we're going to have a foul on Pawnee. Their first of the second half. And they got Sarah Olson with her first. So Sarah Deneve at the free throw line for Carlinville makes her first. She's got 2 points. Leading all scorers in this game, Jill Staten with 17, three from behind the arc. Second free throw from Deneve, in and out, back in. She's got three, and it's a 41-4 lead for Carlinville. Abby Speck bringing up the floor for the Indians as Pawnee head coach Hunter Hamilton telling his players, take care of the ball this possession. Here's Meyer. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. She gets her own rebound. The putback is good. Haley Meyer with three. 41-6. Here's Jill Staten. Staten looking for an open man. Can't find her. Now passes to Seal at the top of the key. Good find to Neve. Kicks out to Staten. Corner three. It's no good. Rebound is corralled by a couple of girls, and it'll be a held ball. Possession arrow favors the Cavies. Maya Rodriguez headed to the scorer's table for Pawnee. She checks into the game. And Sarah Olson coming out. Hillsboro girls won the first game of this 2019 shootout. that score, 54-11 over Lincolnwood. And a shot by Carlinville, no good, rebounded by Haley Meyer. Abby Speck brings it up the floor for Pawnee. Speck has an open lane, kicks it out, good bounce pass. Maya Rodriguez, and she's on the board. 41-8 now, some momentum starting to build for Pawnee. Here's Aaron Seal. Seal, top of the key, fires the wide open three. It's good. Aaron Seal with 11 points. Her third three-point field goal of the game makes it 44-8. 5:45 to play in the third quarter. Here's Abby Speck, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Haley Meyer. That's her fourth, the second on Pawnee. So Meyer's going to have to come out of the game. In the game for Pawnee is Alex Morrell. So Aaron Seal will bring it up the floor for the Cavies. Gets it to Deneve at the free throw line. Here's Staten in the corner, back to Seal. Top of the key, three-point shot attempt, that's good. She's got the hot hand right now. 14 points, 4 3-point field goals, 47-8, a 39-point lead for Carlinville. Pawnee would like to get into double digits on this possession. Here's Abby Speck, and a foul called on Carlinville, their first of the half. And who'd they get? It's going to be Jill Staten, her second. Subs in for Carlinville, Elise Baker. And we've got a Patty Jackson. No, we're not a Patty Jackson. It's Melanie Murphy. I didn't have her written down on my score sheet. So Melanie Murphy into the game for the first time for Carlinville. And Pawnee, another foul here called on Carlinville. It's going to be their second of the half. And it's going to go to Lily Reels, her first. Murphy, one of the freshmen who suited up for Carlinville today. 47-8, our score, Carlinville leading with 5:04 to play. Here's Alex Morrell with it top of the key. Loses the ball, and Aaron Seal trying to pick it up for Carlinville. She can't get it. Lexi Wilson has it for Pawnee. Wilson picks up her dribble and is double teamed, and a foul again called on Carlinville, their third. And on Jill Staten, she picks up her third. So three fouls on Jill Staten, but they'll leave her into the game. Here is Langheim for Pawnee. She has her shot partially blocked, and Elise Baker tried to come up with it. She lost it out of bounds, and Pawnee's going to keep the possession. The Carlinville coaching staff a little bit more vocal here with 4:46 to play in the third. Here's Langheim, too hard off back iron, no good. Rebound to Carlinville, and a foul called on Pawnee. They got Maya Rodriguez with her first. That's the third on the Indians. Clock reads 4:41 left in the third quarter. Aaron Seal bringing it across the floor for the Cavies. She gets it to Reels. Lily Reels passes to Melanie Murphy in the corner. And another quick foul picked up by Maya Rodriguez, her second. The fourth on Pawnee. 47-8, our score. Carlinville all over Pawnee in this second game of the shootout. Here's Aaron Seal, passes in the corner. Jill Staten for three, it's good. Staten, a game-high 20 points. Her fourth three-point field goal makes it 50-8, a 42-point lead over Pawnee. Here's Speck. Speck, got to find a man, throws it away, and Carlinville has it. A three-on-three and fast break, and now they'll slow it down and reset the offense. Here's Seal, over to Staten. Staten, back to Seal, top of the key. Now Reels, good cut by Murphy. Can't handle the pass, it's out of bounds. Last touch by Carlinville. Pawnee will take over. Coming back into the game for the Indians, Sarah Olson. Lexi Wilson gonna check out. As the Carlinville boys team will head to the locker room to prepare. They will take on Carlinville. In the game following, Gary Boker will have the call for that one. 50-8 our score, 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Carlinville all over Pawnee. And somehow that ball did not cross the timeline, and no foul was committed either. Heck of a athleticism by both players. Here's Pawnee. Oh, good find. Maya Rodriguez down low. Rodriguez has 4 points all in the third quarter. It's 50-10 with 3:10 to play in the third. Here's Aaron Seal, gets it across the timeline. Over to Lily Reels. Back to Seal. Dangerous pass. Now over to Staten. Down low to Murphy. Turns around. Nowhere to go. Lost the ball. And a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians. Carlinville led 22-1 after one quarter and 39-4 at the half. 50-10 our score with 2:52 to play in the third quarter. Here's Abby Speck, dribbles with her left hand, almost picked up her pivot foot but kept it, and she throws it away. Good steal by Lily Reels, fast break, she's got it, 1-on-2, layup no good, put back by Aaron Seal is good. Seal's got 16, 52-10, and Pawnee needs someone to help out with a throw-in. Abby Speck threw it in to Alex Morrell, who gave it right back. Here's Morgan Langheim down low for Pawnee. Finds Maya Rodriguez, and she's hot in the second half. She's got 6. Timeout called by Darren Deneve. 52-12, Carlinville leading. Carlinville will get subs in, and that's the only reason for the timeout here. Lexi Wilson going to come back into the game for Pawnee, so we'll just keep it right here. 52-12, our score in the third quarter with 2:16 to play. Here's Corin Stewart. Attempts to get it to Kayla Corton, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Pawnee. Acacia Dyer throws it in back into Stewart. Fresh faces here on the floor for Carlinville. Here's a pass down low to Sarah Deneve. Cross-court pass to Dyer. Dyer's three is no good. Too hard off back iron. It goes out of bounds, and Pawnee will take over. Jill Staten, the only cavy playing with foul trouble. She's on the bench. She's got 3. For Pawnee, Haley Meyer with 4 fouls, and she's also on the bench. No one else with more than 2 for the Indians. Here is Sarah Olson for 3. It's no good. Rebound to Carlinville, but knocked out of bounds. Pawnee will keep it. 52-12, the score. Carlinville leading by 40. In the second game of this second T-Toad shootout versus Cancer. Here's a pass to Sarah Deneve. Rather, Darren's the coach. He's not playing. It'd be a problem if he was playing in today's game. Here's Corin Stewart now over to Kayla Corton. Corton attempts to pass it down low to Sarah Deneve. It's stolen by Pawnee, and the Indians will take over. Under 90 seconds to play in the third. Lexi Wilson with it for the Indians. Crossover dribble. Jump stop. Now over to Langheim. Nowhere to go. Langheim kicks it out to Morrell at the top of the key. Morrell now back to Olson in the corner. Dribbles into a double team. That's trouble. Gets it back out to Morrell. Morrell bounce pass attempt to Wilson, and Stewart steals it for the Cavies. Fast break opportunity. The long left-handed layup. No good. Rebound to Pawnee. And we're going to get a foul or travel. Travel called by Pawnee. Or on Pawnee, rather. There was contact. No foul called. 54 seconds left to play in the third. Corin Stewart got to get it in. Finds Haley Wills in a tight window. And Wills scores with the lay-in. She's got 4. It's 54-12. Wilson got to throw it in. Gets it to Rodriguez, who gives it right back. Under a minute to play in this third quarter. This game has been dominated from the get-go by Carlinville. They started on a 22-0 run to begin this game. And then Pawnee got a point, and then Carlinville added on. There's a foul called on Carlinville, their fourth. They're going to call Haley Wills with her third. So Maya Rodriguez at the charity stripe for the Indians. Rodriguez with 6 points all in this quarter. First free throw attempt, no good, off back iron. Checking into the game for Pawnee, Haley Meyer, having a seat, is Morgan Langheim. clock reads 27.1 seconds. Rodriguez, second free throw, no good, off back iron. Lane violation. And Rodriguez back at the free throw line. So we'll just do it again. Rodriguez, second free throw, is no good, off to the right. Did not hit. So Carlinville will take over. Corin Stewart bringing it up the floor for the Cavies. 22 seconds left in the third. They might hold for the final shot. They're just going to play pitch and catch between Acacia Dyer. And looking for an open man. Tries to find Deneve down low. It's knocked out of bounds off of Pawnee. We will have a running clock to begin the fourth quarter, as it is a 42-point lead for Carlinville. And a foul called here on Pawnee. Their fifth. They're going to get Maya Rodriguez with her third. We've got Carlinville-Carrollton boys action coming up right after this game here on WSMI. Gary Boker will have the call for that one. Here's Dyer. Dribbles out of the corner. Passes to Kayla Corton. Fires a three. Off the glass. No good. Rebound on the floor. Who's got it? Nobody's going to have it, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. After three, your score, Carlinville 54, Pawnee 12. We're right back after these messages here on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you here from the second Tito Shootout versus Cancer here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. A reminder for you, in between the third and fourth quarters of each game, there will be a 50-50 drawing here at Lincolnwood High School. A steal right out of the gate as we begin the fourth quarter, and a foul called on Carlinville. It's going to be their fifth, and it's the second called on Lily Reels. Lexi Wilson to throw it in, and here is Sarah Olson who scores for Pawnee. It's 54-14. Bringing it up the floor for Carlinville is Lily Reels. Reels. Now over to Acacia Dyer. Dyer down low to Wills. Now over to Corton. Kayla Corton picks up. Here's Haley Wills. Now over to Dyer. Good defense here played, but good ball movement by Carlinville, and now a steal by Pawnee. 54-14 with 7 minutes remaining in this game. Barring a miraculous comeback, Carlinville is going to win the second game of this second Tito Shootout versus Cancer. Another turnover by Pawnee. Those are racking up. Dyer to throw it in for the Cavies. Gets it to Lily Reels. Now back to Dyer. Alex Morrell is guarding Dyer. Cross-court pass to Kayla Corton. Now Haley Wills at the elbow. She'll fire a shot. The jumper, no good. Rebound to Sarah Olson. Pawnee with it. 6.5 left in the game. We want to thank our sponsors of this second Tito Shootout versus Cancer. CTI Fiber, bringing blazing fast internet to all Montgomery County. By CNB Bank and Trust, proud sponsor of the Tito Shootout versus Cancer. By the John Blank, your shelter insurance agent in Litchfield. See John Blank on South State Street in Litchfield today. And by Steak and Shake Restaurant in Litchfield, supporting our listening communities today and tomorrow. Another turnover by Pawnee, and Carlinville will take over. A 40-point lead with under six to play in this game. Here's Lily Reels with it. Passes to Wills at the charity stripe. Now over to Corton, back to Reels. Good ball movement. Playing pitch and catch for the Cavies. Over to Wills. Shot misses everything. Rebound tipped back inbounds. Last touched after it goes out of bounds by Pawnee. By Carlinville, I should say. So Pawnee takes over. More sponsors of today's Tito Shootout versus Cancer. Creekstone Kettleworks in Raymond. By Quality Flooring, quality you can stand on, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. By your Sears hometown store in Litchfield, where there is no credit required financing. And by the First National Bank of Litchfield. Ball on the floor, and we're going to get a travel called on Carlinville. Pawnee will keep it. Carlinville had the possession just briefly. So Lexi Wilson going to throw it in for the Indians. Wilson guarded well. Pressure, got to get it in, running out of time. Finally gets it in to Morgan Langheim. Langheim's putback, no good, off the glass. And Carlinville will get the rebound. 4:35 to play in the game. A 40-point lead for Carlinville in this second game of the day. And a layup, that's good by Melanie Murphy. That's her first field goal of the day. Makes it 56-14. Two games so far today, two running clocks, as the Hillsboro girls defeated Lincoln in the first game. That score was 54-11. They're going to call that foul on Lily Reels. That is her third, the sixth on Carlinville in the half. Speck gets it in for Pawnee to Maya Rodriguez. Now back to Speck, and she'll dribble it out to the top of the key to reset the offense. Here's Rodriguez, the turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Carlinville. They're going to call the foul on Pawnee. That's going to be on Maya Rodriguez, her fourth, the sixth on Pawnee. Elise Baker checking into the game for Carlinville. Heading out is Haley Wills. Well, Carlinville was without one of their best scorers in today's game, and they have had no trouble scoring at all. 56-14 with 3:22 to play in the game. They lead Pawnee. Shot no good by Carlinville, but they get the offensive board. Here's Baker. Now passes to Lily Reels. Top of the key three is no good. And a foul call down low on Pawnee. That's going to be the seventh foul. They got to call it on Abby Speck, her first. So Melanie Murphy, that was a loose ball foul, by the way. Melanie Murphy to the free throw line. Her first is in and out, no good by the freshman. Foul called on Carlinville. That's going to be the seventh foul on the Cavies. And the first on Elise Baker. Both teams in the bonus now for the rest of the way, and shooting the free throw for Pawnee will be Morgan Langheim. She is held scoreless in this game. She's a freshman starter. Coming into the game is Emily Richeson for Pawnee. Abby Speck having a seat. Still plenty of time to bid on silent auction items out there in the lobby at Lincolnwood High School, and the free throw made by Langheim is good as she's on the board. Some of the players started to head out, but she gets another one because she made that. It is 55-16. And no, 56-15, I should say. The second free throw from Langheim, no good. And here is Melanie Murphy's lay-in. It's good. She's got 4 points. Makes it 58-15. Under 90 seconds to play in this game. So Carlinville will be the victors in this ball game. They lead 58-15 at the moment, and another foul called. They're going to call it on Acacia Dyer, her first, the eighth, on Carlinville. So Jill Staten leading all scorers for Carlinville in this game with 20 points, and she's not on the floor, so she's probably going to end the game as the leading scorer. The putback there by Wilson, no good. Rebound corralled by Carlinville. It's Elise Baker, and Cavies could run it out, but they're going to push the tempo here. Here's Baker, dribbles it all the way down the floor and fires it out to Dyer. For three, it's good. Acacia Dyer, she's on the board. 61-15, 39 seconds left in the game. So loose ball now. Pawnee gets it right back. Here's Morgan Langheim. Langheim fires it across the floor to nobody, but Lexi Wilson gets it before falling out of bounds. That's a violation. She lost it, stepped out of bounds, let it go, then grabbed it. And you can't do that. As the clock continues to run, our score 61-15. That might wind up being our final, barring something miraculous. Clock reads 6 seconds and counting, and that probably will just about do it as Carlinville has the ball. They will inbound it, and that's going to be the ball game. Two games in, and Carlinville wins this one. Your final score, the Cavies 61, Pawnee 15. We'll be right back after these messages with your recap here on WSMI.